Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Okay, yeah, check. All right. Couple hairs out of place. I don't like that. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Stereo FM Power Sports Studio. Wait, that was weird. Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. Find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Go there. Get an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, Yamaha golf cart, snowmobiles. They have everything that's fun there. Please exercise caution when using. Kenny writes, yeah. I've always loved that power stuff. All right, before the shenanigans, there's actually a couple of non-shenanigan-like things to get into. I am so late to the party. Such an arrogant prick that I am that I really failed in not discussing anything related to the horrors that have taken place in and around the United States with Hurricane Helene, which has proven to be one of the most deadly ever and costly. And it kind of just snuck up on us. I think maybe we're almost lulled into complacency because there hadn't been a ton of hurricane activity leading up to Hurricane Helene. But just ridiculous. The numbers keep going up, unfortunately, as of right now. According to what Kenny recently learned, 160 dead and thousands of people still missing. Jeremy talks about Asheville, North Carolina is really struggling. Think about Asheville, North Carolina. You're like, oh, yeah, you boy, the hurricane. Yeah, you know, those coastal towns. Asheville is anything but a coastal town. It's at the base of a mountain range. I've been there more than once. It's a beautiful, beautiful, quaint, fantastic little hamlet. And it's just devastated. Now, in and around that area, being that it's a mountainous region, you're looking at a number of tributaries and rivers and ravines that they're not equipped for anything of magnitude when it comes to precipitation, mighty downfall of moisture. But that's exactly what happened. And then all those tributaries feed into the little bit bigger creeks and rivers and whatnot. And you have raging erosion, death-defying trouble, homes, entire communities washed away. Really, really screwed up. Really screwed up. I will share this link in the show notes of this podcast. The website reads, ways to donate and help flood victims in Western North Carolina after Hurricane Helene. And it's not just in that area, but that is like the most devastated area. And a lot of the places in and around Asheville, you're looking at people who don't have a lot. This is a part of the country where there are areas described as hollers. Okay? You get quite a few hard living lines in and around that area. Helicopters are dropping goods onto people because there's no way to reach them. You got people that are in need of medical supplies and whatnot, life-saving insulin deliveries. medicines, you name it. So I will link this up in the show notes and you can check it out. In fact, I'll also leave it in the chat, which requires a couple of extra steps, but nothing beyond my capability. If you would just, you know, what do they say? I'm asking you to pray about it. You ever go to a place and they're like, yeah, we are asking you to pray about your donation. That's a polite way of saying, my God, give that money. David talks about many dams failing as well. Yeah, that's part of the issue. Or probably even bigger of an issue than what I was describing. Corey says thoughts and prayers has become a meme. Yeah, I'm with you. It's like, that's a nice gesture. But they need money. That's almost become like an insult. If you say thoughts and prayers, people are like, what? What are you trying to? They want to punch you in the nose when you say that. So thank you to Dr. Jim Barry, just a Jim, just a guy who tipped me off. He said, easy, you got to talk about this. I'm like, oh, God damn it. I'm so, in fact, he sent it on Monday night. Did I talk about it Tuesday? Of course not, because I'm an asshole. Kenny says, it's the new bless your heart then? Kind of, I think so. Jason Terry, he was lost, now he's found. Says, that will stop the school shootings, thoughts and prayers. Molly says, hey, EZ, my thoughts and prayers are with you. And then it says, Kappa cool. I don't know what that means. Corey says that people say thoughts and prayers sarcastically now. Yeah, the only thing that's going to stop school shootings is if we eradicate every gun that exists in the United States. EZ, are you anti-gun? No. I have many. Do you want guns abolished? No. Well, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to abolish guns. Wait, dumbass, you just said you don't want to abolish guns. Well, I don't want to. I would rather not have to do this. But on my first day in office, I'm taking a pencil and I'm crossing out the Second Amendment. Why would you do that? Well, because nothing else has been done. So we're going to start that. And then we'll give it 10 years. It's a 10-year easy plan. Hello to Cole. How's this going to work, easy? Well, it's real simple. We're going to say to everybody, turn in your guns. And then some will do it, like me, because I'm a law-abiding citizen. Yes, you can have the gun. You do not have to pry it from my cold, dead fingers. I'm going to give it to you. If you tell me it's a felony crime, then I'm going to give it to you. What are you chewing on, Darla? And then the rest of the people, we're going to kick in their doors and take them. You know how they say, come and take them? That's what we're going to do. We're going to go and take them. And then after they're all gone, we'll then see how we do. How can you possibly say such a horrible thing, easy? Well, it's better than doing nothing. That way, when it doesn't work, which it won't, I can say, hey, I tried. Kenny has a plan. This is the Kenny plan. He'd be part of my cabinet. We need more good guys with guns. Give a gun to every teacher and principal and school administrator and make it known that anyone who tries to kill kids in school will get 10 bullets in their skulls before they can pull the trigger. Oh, yeah, I know. I get it. I kind of feel the same way. But I'll do you one better. This is, again, a three-headed monster in order to eliminate these problems. No more guns. And then beefed up security. And don't forget about my plan for the love bucket. Each student has a love bucket. It's metaphoric. When your love bucket is full, that means you're not bullying anybody. And you get more love bucket points when you treat that marginalized kid who, has no friends, he's bullied. The rest of the students build up his confidence, make him feel loved. Tragedy avoided. Out of all of my things, you never know when I'm talking tongue-in-cheek or when I'm being silly or being stupid. But that one in particular, I'm being very, very serious about. I think that the schools in general need to really lean into an aggressive program to urge these young people to be sweet, sweet to those marginalized kids who, and I think extra points if the kid gets laid. Matt says, here we go. Pop Pop is filling the little kids' love buckets. Corey says, my wife was a first grade teacher for 9 years. She quit being a teacher because the public education system is complete shit and doesn't support teachers. Mediocrity Dave is here. He says, I'd rather have a love grenade, which is a reference to the Ted Nugent song, Love Grenade. Did you know, in addition to Love Grenade, which is a song just begging to be mocked, that Ted also has a song, I was just thinking about this the other day, called Love Jacker. Love Jacker? God damn. There's so many jokes there. They almost write themselves. Love Jacker song. Okay. Let's get into Love Jacker. Typical Ted. Virtuoso guitar. Take it back. I don't want to play that much of this because I'll end up getting a YouTube ticket. I don't want to do that. But it's from the Spirit of the Wild album, where Ted on the album cover is, I think this is offensive. He has like a giant Indian headdress on. Like all the big giant feathers. I think that's the equivalent of Native American blackface. If, he means well. He really does mean well, but he's such a fuckface that he can't help it. God damn. Armed guards at the school and teachers with the wearable panic button like in Georgia, that I can get behind. And teachers should be getting that $20,000 already as it is. Well, I don't agree with that. Teachers are already overpaid. Everybody knows that. Anybody who says that teachers are underpaid is pretty much forgetting the fact that they only work about 6 months every year. Okay? So I don't want to hear anything about teachers being underpaid. They are given a year's worth of pay for 6 months. Corey says, you missed Kenny's comment. He said he would pay. Teachers should get an extra $20,000 for carrying a gun. And I'm saying for this stupid shit and crap parents that they deal with today, they should be getting that $20,000 anyway. Well, that's what I'm focusing on. I don't agree with that. Molly says, easy, the supplies come out of the pocket. That's a myth. I love you, Molly, but it's not true. And besides, the only thing, like the supplies that they have to worry about is the sawdust puke and maybe some Kleenex. So a couple boxes of Kleenex, some sawdust puke, or puke sawdust, whatever the fuck you call it, and then that's it. Teachers are unbelievably overpaid. In fact, they need a pay cut. The first thing we need to do, first day of my administration, all teachers get a 70% pay cut. Kenny says, call Diana now. Now, are you crazy? I couldn't do that. She'd kick my ass. Pop, pop, is that sarcasm? I cannot believe you morons have to ask me if I'm being serious. It ruins the joke when I have to break down serious and what's not serious. You assholes. Like Corey here, he's getting in a lather, giving me like nonsense facts that no one cares about because he thinks that like I'm being real. And he can't even put a thought together anyway because the idiot does it voice to text, so it's not even worth a reading. Part of me wants to ban Corey whenever he has some type of typo because of voice to text. Molly says, I can never tell if you're serious or not. Yeah, I mean, come on, guys. You're wrecking the joke. You assholes. Jeremy says, what do teachers do that I can't do? Yeah, really, it's glorified daycare. Yeah, take notes. Watch this film strip. Corey says, asshole of the day, all teachers. Right. Teachers and firefighters. What a bunch of bitches. All right. What the fuck was I even talking about? Yesterday on the Patreon bonus podcast, there was some confusion. And I was confused for the whole day. We were talking about celebrities that died. And somebody said John Amos or Amos. I think it's Amos. He's the guy that was the dad on Good Times. He was the guy that ran the fast food joint that wasn't McDonald's on Coming to America. He played the part of Kunta Kinte on Roots. By the way, Bob says, don't forget veterans. Yeah, veterans, firefighters, and teachers are a joke. Well, on the Patreon, someone, I think it was Megan, said, oh, yeah, John Amos died. So I looked it up. Now, I thought that John Amos had been dead for about 5 years. That's what I talked about. And the article that I pulled up said he'd been dead since August. So I was like, oh, wow, I thought he was dead for far longer, but he's been dead since August. Yeah, I remember now. Yep. I remember in August it was announced that he's dead. Well, that's not true. It's impossible. There's no way I could have known that. But in my brain, I was convinced, A, he died 5 years ago, and B, oh, yeah, I remember August he died because he did die in August. But the goddamn thing of it is, they didn't, it was a news story yesterday. That's why Megan got it. They didn't announce that John Amos had died until yesterday. I was like, what? Who does that? So it was very confusing to me. But yeah, he did in fact die, but the announcement was yesterday, and he died some time ago. Like I said, he was in Roots. He was in Good Times. I remember when I was watching Good Times, his wife in the show was that lady who played the part of, his wife's name was Florida. I think she's dead too. But in the show, he got killed in a car accident. I was like, oh no, oh my God. So they wrote him out of the cast. Why? Well, he was pissed off with the writing. This is one of those Norman Lear shows. Okay, he's the guy that made that fucking 70s thing, Maude. And then there's Maude. He might have made the Jeffersons too, I don't know. But then he wrote Good Times. I was like, oh, this is great. This is so awesome. Well, John Amos, he went up to Norman Lear. He said, hey, man, this show's fucked up. He says, why? He says, because it's bullshit. White people watch it, and it's inauthentic. This is not like black people aren't struggling with the shit that you're describing in your show. They're describing with much more serious shit. Indigence, being indigent, drugs, alcohol, crime. That's what black families are dealing with. You're painting a different, this is a sanitized bullshit way of describing black family life. Dealing with racism on a regular basis. I think your show's fucked up. And Norman Lear goes, all right, John, I appreciate that. Thank you. Duly noted. And then he wrote the next script, and John Amos's character, the dad, got killed. So he was fired for speaking up. He got canceled. And that was after three seasons with sky-high ratings. He was pissed off because the show's white writing staff was creating storylines that were inauthentic to the black characters. I give him credit for that. There were several examples where I said, no, you don't do these things. It's, I think the word is anathema to black society. I'll be the expert on that if you don't mind. He's saying, don't tell me what black people are doing. I know what black people are doing, motherfucker. This is bullshit. It got confrontational and heated enough that ultimately my being killed off the show was the best solution for everybody concerned, myself included. Who's the guy that played Dynamite? What's his name? Jimmy J.J. Walker. J.J. Walker lamented the situation. If the decision had been made to me, up to me, I would have preferred that John stay and the show remain more of an ensemble. Amos and Norman Lear later reconciled and they shared a hug at a Good Times TV reunion special in 2019. Rest in peace. That's the what do they call it? An epitaph? Epitaph? That's the epitaph. John Amos, rest in peace. I thought you died 5 years ago or 2 months ago. What the hell? That's confusing. I would want to know why they waited. What happened? Why is the name Florida? That's the name of a state. I know, Kyle Ryan. First of all, I think the question is, where have you been? No doubt doing gay stuff. John Amos wanted his daughter to marry the heir to the Soul Glow Empire, Eric LaSalle. So true. Various jokes. Maize in blue. Announcing that Pete Rose died. Cole with the same joke. Branjo is here. Hello to you. Got a very low number of people enjoying this this free show on Twitch. I don't know what the hell is going on. Very inconsistent. I'm hoping to be higher. Bob says, did you hear the Harry Potter old lady died? I forgot her name. She's known as McConnell. Hey everybody, Tropel EZ, to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code ERICZANE and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Yesterday, EZ and Pooh Bear went out to get the sushi. Went over to our favorite sushi restaurant, Sakura. Where two Mexican dudes make the sushi. Said hello. They made the sushi. We killed it. On the way back, we went to see Jackie play soccer. At the local place right by where I live. Walk in there, and I see a dear friend of the family. Well, Jackie's dear friend. Also our friend through her. And the fucking saddest thing happened. This poor guy, young dad, and his lovely wife had triplets. Not that long ago, a number of months ago, like 5-6 months ago. This is totally serious. This is very sad, too. I don't know exactly what happened, but one of the little ones passed away, like, in its crib. So imagine the horror of that deal. I hate to bring the room down, but that did happen a couple of months ago. So that was devastating. To the family, mom and dad, all the loved ones, all the friends, and I see this guy, and he's a big, tall guy, and I see him. I go, that's it's good that he's playing. So, I'm faced with two options here. I have not spoken to him since this went down. And I can actually do three things. I can either speak and offer condolences while he's on the soccer field. I quickly rule that one out. That would be the worst, I think. Or I can act like nothing happened and go, "Hey, guy." Also, horrible. This is what I did. Halftime hits. I walk onto, I'm going to go onto the, it's an indoor field. And I go walking through this little doorway, and he's right to my right in the goal crease. Chris says, "Oh no, EZ got his name wrong, didn't he?" No, nothing like that. This is all good. And I decided what I was going to do. No talking. At all. And I approached him, and he sees me, and he's like, "Hey." And I just pointed at him like the way I'm pointing at you. And then I put my arms out gigantic like a vulture. And he came up to me, and I squeezed him so goddamn tight. Oh, did I squeeze. And I held it, and there was none of this. You never, ever do man hug on the back. It when you really mean it. Man hug, which can also be side hug, you don't really mean it. But all I wanted to do was hold him tight. And man, he got the message. Because I'm holding on to him for about 5 seconds. And he's holding on to me. And he goes, "Thank you." And I let go of him. And that was it. Not another word was spoken. Oh. Because that's enough, I think. That's like beyond love. That's like support. And I just want to hold you, goddammit. I felt so bad. But he got the message. And I think that worked. Corey wrote, "Eric got an erection during the hug." No, I did not get an erection. Stevie is offended at Corey. Jesus, Corey! Corey's an idiot. Tyler writes, "Man hug equals smack the fuck out of their back so everyone in a 1 mile radius can hear the slap sounds." Yeah, I don't like that. Cole is suggesting I ban Corey. No, no, come on now. You got to respect a man for trying a joke at a horrible time. But anyway, it was good to see him. It's good to see him living, you know, living his life. There is no coming back from that, you know. That's just a scar. And God bless him. God bless him and his lovely wife and those two little ones. And the departed. Jackie came up to me and gave me a big hug. And then proceeded to get makeup all over my white Detroit Lions hoodie. Like, what are you doing? God damn. All right. Let's see, what else did I have for you? Okay, John Amos, check. The story at the soccer game, check. Before that, I headed out to... Tyler writes, by the way, I'm surprised Jackie is still playing soccer. Hasn't she torn the ACL 15 times from playing soccer? Yes, one knee has been operated on 5 times. The other one was also a total knee replacement. Not total knee replacement, ACL. But she's still kicking it around. She says she feels good. I go, you know, get it in while you can because you're going to have arthritis. It's coming. Before that, though, I went to go see some of my favorite young people on the planet. The Grand Rapids Gold front office basketball team. I walk in there, I had to pick something up from them. And it's a wonderful group of people. They're just so fun. And it's just a hilarious work environment. You can tell that they just have a great time. I come walking, I'm like, hey, everybody, how's it going? And as I'm walking, I notice that there is a table, a coffee table in front of this couch area and like this waiting zone that you have. It's all one room. It's like one big office space. Everybody's desks are out in the open. And there's even a couch with a nice coffee table that is glass. Glass legs that bend around nicely in a nice solid glass top. But boy, is it clear. And I go, watch out for that. I go, that is a danger. One of you is going to fall over that. And they go, yeah, someone has. I go, you see, this thing's dangerous. Later, I'm on top of it because I picked up what I needed. I turned around. I took 2 steps and bam, right below the knee. And man, did I fall over it. And then all I hear is, let's go! Let's go! Oh, because that's what you say when shit like that happens. Let's go! They're all going, let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Oh, my God. I go, look, it happened! It just happened! And it literally was that quick. Can you believe that? That's legendary. Hey, someone better watch out. They're going to trip over that thing. Bam! Holy shit. Oh, that was so fantastic. Kenny says, that's what Kyler always yelled. Whatever happened to that guy? I don't know. Last I heard, he was okay. But, yeah, I don't know what's going on with Kyler. I always wonder, why did you leave the show? What happened? There's a couple people that I'm suspicious of right now. Brandis was here all the damn time. I think the time change may have affected our beloved Brandis, who I love her so much. Kenny says, I hope Kyler's wife is doing all right. She went through some crazy shit. Yeah, I remember some health issues. I hope she's okay. Jason wrote, you were a dick. That's why I left. That is so not true. You were told I was a dick by a bitch is what happened. That's what happened there. So everybody is allowed to explain why they left. I will give you a rebuttal. Kyle wrote, "That's why I am absent. It's hard to listen later in the day because shit is usually blowing up by now." Sounds like a you problem. So, yeah. Why did you quit listening? Of course, the people who quit aren't able to hear this segment unless they listened later in the day. So, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to work out. I sure hope it isn't over something I said. Oh, I'm sorry. Was it something I said? Aram says, the evolving start time, I assume, makes it less habitual for people. Kyle says, plus Twitch is a, he calls Twitch a fucking piece of shit. What happened? What did they do to you? Kyle Ryan is in a fight with Twitch. See, I don't know what you experience because I put it out on Twitch. What could possibly cause you to say such an indictment? What's wrong with it? Megan says, hey, Kyle Ryan, Twitch is brought to you by Irvine's and you love us. Look, if you're watching Twitch and you get an ad, you realize you're paying me. That's very important. So I don't know what it is, but something's bothering you about Twitch. And unfortunately, there's not a lot I can do about it. It sounds like a you problem. Corey is a Twitch content creator and does very well. Oh, he does. He's so rich. Donko671 says, if you're watching Twitch, subscribe on Prime. Yeah, I don't know if all of you know that. It's worth repeating. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link up your Amazon Prime account and no ads. None. None. Kenny insults Corey through Aram. Now, if you guys, I mean, I like it when you guys don't communicate with each other because then the chat is enjoyable. So I know Corey picks on Kenny all the time. But Kenny also picks on Corey right there. He did it right there. And so, you know, that's the dynamic that we're in here. One guy is saying something, the other guy is not. The other guy says something, the other guy is not. All right, it's silly. So, you know, straighten it out. Just ignore each other. You'll be, this is, I feel like a teacher. I feel like a teacher with very young students. And most of them are good. Most of them are wonderful students. But sometimes you have to separate. All right, you go to your corner, you go to your corner. So Kenny says, I was talking to Aram. Well, look, dude, you know he's going to see that. So don't give me, oh, well, no, I didn't do anything wrong. I was talking to Aram. You insulted Corey while speaking to Aram. That's what you did. That's an aggressive maneuver. So I don't want to hear you or Corey explaining about what's bad and what's good. You two are both a problem. And I recommend that Corey and Kenny cease communicating with each other. And if I don't see some response, I might have to go to DEFCON 2. What's the worst, DEFCON 4 or DEFCON 1? I don't know. Megan says, quit being bitches. Exactly, Megan. Both are saying terrible things about each other right now. Bob says the only thing that sucks about Twitch is when the Prime sub day, Prime resub day hits and ads play before you can resub because it can't be done until the second you did it last time. I think I know what you mean, but I'm not entirely sure. Nick says Twitch notifications stink. I miss the first 20 minutes all the time. I miss a consistent start time. You're absolutely right, and that is my problem. There should be a consistent start time. Technically, it's set for 10:30 right now. I need to really work on that. I have never had any consistency. Chris says, what do you mean? It is consistent. Sometimes it's 10:02. Sometimes it's 10:47. All right. Molly says 10:30 CST or EST. You're right. Damn it. EST. It's all fucked up. I'm going to work on it. Bob says, if you resub at 10:17 and 29 seconds on a day, you cannot resub until that time next month. That time or thereafter, correct? That's not a problem. Just save it in your phone, occurring monthly. It's a simple thing. It'll remind you. Set it for 10:17 and 29 one month, and then make it every month. Come on now. Quit being a crybaby. Sounds to me like you guys, there's a lot of whining going on here. There's problems. There's this. There's that. My God. Holy shit. Fucking A. It is dumb that they don't auto-renew. Well, look, that's our opinion. But we don't run Twitch. And unless I have a representative from Twitch here to explain their side of the story, I don't think any of you can cast aspersions on Twitch. This has to be a fair fight. All right. Easy needs another hot tub. Just subscribe, you cheap sluts. Or cheapskates. Jeremy says the same thing. Or dig yourself out of poverty and pay for 6 months at a time. Gifted subs don't renew, obviously. Do you remember when that dumb shit Patriot Nick was paying for everyone? Dude, why are you doing that? Stop. Stop helping me. Help yourself. God. Save the money and buy your kids a fucking toothbrush. Jeremy says y'all have bootstraps. Pick yourselves up by them. Megan says, I do wonder what the Zaniacs are up to these days. Yeah, you know, I would love to have a segment where we get a Zaniac, former Zaniac, to appear on the show. We need to dangle a carrot. So, like, you know, coupon for free toaster strudel. Maybe $5. You know, and we put them on, and then, you know, we conduct an interview. So I'd be like, Amanda, how are you?
Well, my teeth fell out because they rotted.
Not Amanda. Wait a minute. That's terrible. I meant to say Andrea. begins with an A, has an M in it. Wait a minute. Doesn't have an M in it. This joke is dead. Tyler says Nick's wife left because he didn't have money left over to support her after dropping thousands of dollars on EZ every month. You know it's bad when you leave your husband for a guy named Rusty. That happened. Oh, that poor fucking slob. That's probably the worst thing ever. My wife left me for a guy named Rusty. Ugh. Molly gave me some of those, what are they called? Twitch bits? LOL, easy bitching about being paid. And that's, I guess, money. I barely remember them. I think that's a Twitch currency. Like, you load up your little bank account with these stupid things, and then you, like, click a fucking button, and then I get, like, whatever that is. Yeah, I don't like doing that. If you do it, you do it. Kenny says it gives you money. Yeah, I'm aware of that part of it, but I have never been much of a... Nick says, I think his name was not Rusty, it was Rocky. Oh my God, you're right, his name was Rocky. I thought it was Rusty. Yeah, back to the Twitch bits. I hate that whole angle of, hey, give me your money. It's, to me, there's got to be something attached to, like, it's one thing to talk about sponsors because goods and services, you may need those fucking things and, you know, whatever. You might need the guy to cut your fucking tree down. You might need Irvine's to repair your car. That to me is what makes this podcast special and free. I don't like, give me money for nothing and your chicks for free. That's bullshit. Like with Patreon, you get something. You gotta have an opportunity for there to be a transaction. Why does Twitch give us channel points? What are those for? I don't know. I don't even know what that means. Same thing with the ads on Twitch. In order for me to use the platform, which helps me, without the platform, I don't have the freedoms that I have on here that Facebook doesn't give or YouTube. Twitch is great. In order to facilitate that, they got to put ads on there. And the only way you can bypass the ads is if you give money, which some of it goes to Twitch, some of it comes to me. I guess. That's in a nutshell how it works. I think it's a great system. Let's see. Why does Twitch give us channel points? Corey says it depends on the streamer. They can decide what the points can be used for by default. It can be used to highlight messages and things like that. To highlight messages, and if Eric created other stuff, they'd be used for that. So, like, if you wanted me to show my cock, you would give bits. He wrote, redeemed, highlight my message. We can only use them for this, really, right now. And then your message is highlighted. Oh, I didn't know that. So they're good for nothing, basically. I got it. Well, what do people do with that? I mean, that's a great question. Because Stevie says, so they're good for nothing, basically. Got it. What do people get? What do other streamers make available? Like if Kenny can highlight his message, I mean, all right, fun. Great. But Is there, what are other, a lot of people use them to play sound clips that are brief. Oh, that'd be annoying as fuck. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.